Hi, thank you for calling customer support. This is Melina. How can I help you?
Hi, Melina. I was online and I have an order number. And I'm not for sure. The order number is D55DCSB81.
Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome.
Okay, and then what's the first and last name on the account?
Shelby Artis.
Thank you, Ms. Artis. Can you also verify your shipping address?
It's 238 Jeremy Lane in Winterville, North Carolina.
Okay, so I see here that you did just order a product. It's a Vibe watch, and that was for shipping and handling of $792. What was your question, ma'am?
The ear pods and that warranty, it automatically added up without me clicking on anything.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't order that. It just automatically added that stuff in there.
Okay.
And that watch was stating that it was supposed to be free, but I'm seeing 14-day trial.
Yes, ma'am, that's true. And I can extend the trial out for you if you'd like, making it full 30 days.
I just want to cancel because it stated that the watch was free. I didn't know it was a trial basis.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Well, we could offer you 35% to that end of trial charge if you wanted to, use it.
No, ma'am. Because it was free is why I got it, but I have plenty of watches. I don't want to purchase a watch.
I gotcha. All right.
If I can just cancel that order and hope, and that warranty, I didn't order that warranty either. That just came up on its own.
I think for some reason all I'm seeing is the watch on there, so I don't see where they've added the warranty or the earbuds. So if
they
you were given an option
for $597, and then they have a warranty for $1,297, but they all have different order numbers. But I wasn't given an option. Whenever I hit the thing for the watch, because it said I was going to be only charged for shipping, and when I hit that and did my order for the watch, it automatically added the AirPods and the warranty to it.
Was there an option to bypass that? Because I don't see them on your order. I just see the watch. What was that?
It was not.
Oh, okay.
When I hit it, it automatically generated.
Yes, ma'am.
And I didn't see it until I got my confirmation page that all the stuff was on there. So I didn't even see it.
All right. Well, give me a moment here to notate your account, and I'll be right back on the line with your cancellation number.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, now before I cancel the account, I just asked my supervisor, and she said we could give you a 50% off to the end of trial charge if you wanted the watch still.
No, ma'am. The issue is I thought the watch was free.
Okay.
I have plenty of watches that check my vitals and calculate my mileage, jogging, and all of that stuff. I just got it because I thought I was going to be charged for the shipping and handling, and then when I saw the free trial, I realized it was something other than what I thought. So I'm not in need of a watch.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Well, we'll go ahead and cancel out the account in that case. And then if you have a pen and paper ready, I'll give you the cancellation number.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, let's see here. So you should receive a confirmation email that your order's been voided in a few minutes here, and that'll go to that email, shelbyartist@gmail.com. So
that's correct.
The cancellation number is C as in Charlie, D as in dog, 55, D as in dog, C as in Charlie, F as in Frank, B as in boy, 81.
81?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I have C as in cat, D as in dog, the number 555.
Mm-hmm.
D as in dog, C as in cat, F as in Frank, B as in boy, and the number 81.
Yes, ma'am. And that $7.92 will be refunded back into your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. What's the other attachment that I'm seeing
this? The whole order has been canceled, so you won't receive any more charges since your account's canceled as well. So. Like I said, I only saw the Vibe Watch on your account. I didn't see the earbuds or the warranty. Usually, if that had been bundled in there, it would have showed me that. But I did not see it. So,
and I have it on my end, and it's saying that the watch was $5.97, the buds was $5.97, and the warranty was $12.97, and they all have order numbers.
Well, your account's been canceled, so you won't receive any more charges. But, if you have any issues, just feel free to give us a call back, and we'll be able to assist you with that. But as of right now, all I see on my end was the $7.92. And if you break that up, that's the $5.95 shipping and handling plus the $1.95 for the shipping insurance for the watch.
Right. I understand what you're saying, but on my end, I see where they're charging $5.97 for the watch, $5.97 for the buds, and $12.97 for the warranty. But if you're not saying that on your end, my discrepancy is that I'm not getting refunded my total amount of money back.
Well, that's because those charges haven't went through. Like, they might show up on your bank, but it hasn't, updated the system. So those charges did not go through. The bank might have put, like, a stop hold, hold on the account, and then it would show up as declined charges maybe later on in our system. But as of right now, you only have the watch on your account, and we've canceled the account now. So
okay, so I shouldn't be charged for the warranty or the buds.
No,
there's nobody to make sure that I'm not being charged for the warranty or the buds.
Yes, ma'am, because the products haven't even shipped out yet, so once we void that order, it'll go ahead and cancel out those other orders. But like I said, if you do have any issues later on, just give us a call back.
Okay, will do.
Yes, ma'am. You have a wonderful day. Thank you for calling customer support.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, bye-bye.